sick and tired of the high costs and inefficiency plaguing our U.S. healthcare system? Do you feel like you're navigating a maze when dealing with insurance companies, only to end up paying a fortune for basic medical services? Then this Broken Healthcare podcast is for you. So get ready to take control of your healthcare. Here's your host, Ray Kober.
Welcome to Broken Healthcare. My name is Ray Kober, and I'm your host. We're thrilled that you're here. Let's jump right into it and start with, why broken healthcare? Well, if I asked you what you thought of the state of healthcare in the United States today, odds are you would tell me that it's broken. I know this because I talk to people all day long about healthcare, and that's what they say. It's broken. The reason that they say that it's broken is because the costs for healthcare are out of control. People know that they're spending more and more and more for healthcare. They're getting less and less in return. And where does it all end? This show is dedicated to shining a light on the corruption that's in the healthcare industry and what we can do about it. If we start, you got to start at the beginning. And so I have to tell you, I'm an entrepreneur through and through. I believe in capitalism. I love capitalism. Great book by Ken Langone, by the way. The founder of Home Depot and, amongst other things, a philanthropist that forgave medical debt for medical students at NYU. His name is also on the NYU buildings, NYU Langone, that guy. Amazing. I am 100% capitalist through and through. I have a huge problem, though, with the way our system is designed because the BUCAs, Blue Cross, United, Cigna, Aetna, all of these companies are publicly traded companies with a fiduciary responsibility to their shareholders. That's fancy talk for they have to do the right thing by their shareholders. Their obligation is to show a return on investment to their shareholders. In other words, they have to make money. Here's the problem, though. For them to do that, what has to happen? Policyholders on the other side of the equation suffer. So when they're making more money, you're paying more for insurance. That's a huge problem and a conflict of interest. And so we're going to dive into that in our discussions and talks with former C-suite executives that sat in the boardrooms at those companies. We're going to dive in deeper on the practitioner side and interview surgeons and oncologists and people in the medical profession to talk about their perspective on things. We're going to talk to everyday regular people like you and me who are just fed up either because it's costing them too much or their experience with the system has been horrific and horrendous or a combo of both of those things. So we're going to get into it and it's going to be a fun ride. But let's just start with something that is really wrong with healthcare in this country today. And just to whet your appetite, what I'm talking about is something called the MLR, the medical loss ratio. The medical loss ratio was built into the Affordable Care Act, introduced in 2010. And the reality is, I'm not sure how it was introduced or where it came from, but it's got to go. Because what it says is that for every dollar that a health insurance carrier takes in, they must dispense 80 to 85 cents of that dollar in care. And you might say, Ray, that sounds pretty reasonable, right? In fact, most of the money they take in should go out in the way of claims and for healthcare. That makes perfectly good sense, right? And that's what I thought as well, until you reconcile that the other 15 or 20 cents of that dollar, they get to retain that for administrative overhead and profit. And so what does that mean? It means, folks, that we have a federal law that guarantees us that we will pay more money for health insurance next year than we did this year. That's what it means. And that is a huge, huge problem. I wanted to use a different word, but I'm going to try to keep it clean here. So the reality is, if we have a federal law that guarantees that our health insurance premiums are going to go up when those premiums are run through the publicly traded insurance carriers, Blue Cross, United, Cigna, Aetna, what can we do about it? Well, you have choices and you have options. And some of those options might mean that you have to stop doing business with those guys. Not always. There are ways to reduce costs and continue to do business with those guys. But I believe it's in our best interest to hold them accountable. And I believe it's in our best interest to hold our politicians accountable and enact change, because this system is unsustainable. And to give you an idea, I have a client who had a renewal come up this year, and their claims was through the roof. So they were a large employer. They're not community rated, which means that they're in a big pool of people. They're rated on the few hundred employees that they have. And based on the enrollment numbers, what percentage of those folks are sick versus well? In this case, this client had the worst experience, term for how they did in terms of their performance. Did a lot of money go out in claims or a little money go out in claims? Well, a lot of money went out in claims. And so to make a long story short, when this client, when it came time for renewal, no one wanted to insure them because 30% of their people were sick. And so by law, insurance carriers must quote if we press them to quote. And we had an insurance carrier come back with rates for this group. And I will tell you that it was the biggest rate increase, highest rate ever that I've seen for any group that I do business with, small or large. Folks, the family premium for 1 year was over $160,000. That's a problem, folks. The idea of insurance, the whole concept, is to transfer risk. I pay a small amount today to a big insurance carrier so that if, God forbid, something sudden and unexpected happens, the insurance carrier is going to fulfill the promise that they made to me on a piece of paper, and they're going to pay the claim. The idea is to protect us against catastrophic financial loss. $165,000 a year for, I'm going to venture a guess and say, 99% of the population is a catastrophic financial loss. And that is where we are. So for those who have questions, you can ask Ray. We'll throw a link in the notes. You can ask your questions directly to me. We will get to as many of them as we possibly can. But our job is to be an advocate for you. We fight for the underdog, and we're going to have some fun with this. And more importantly, we're going to shake things up. So I encourage you to like and subscribe and join us for the ride. It's going to be fun. Take care.
So that's it for today's episode of Broken Healthcare. Head on over to iTunes or wherever you listen and subscribe to the show. One lucky listener every single week who posts a review on iTunes will win a chance in the grand prize drawing to win a $15,000 value private VIP day with Ray Kober himself. Be sure to head on over to BrokenHealthcarePodcast.com and pick up a free copy of Ray's gift and join us on the next episode.